Oh, yeah, it was a great, great feeling. That's my first time winning the first game since I've been in the NFL, so I never had that feeling before. So, great feeling. I told the guys this morning, man, it's time to let that one go already. We got a big task ahead of ourselves. You know, New England's 13-1 when they're coming off a loss, and we know they're a tough team. They got the best quarterback in the game in my eyes. Oh, it's exciting. It's exciting, man. Coach Zim and defense, the coaches, they put a lot of emphasis on this defense of showing different looks and, you know, trying to confuse the quarterback. But at the same time, we got to go out there and execute the game plan. And I feel like on Sunday we did a great job at that.
That's something, the 13-1 record, something you would preach to, or did you find that out on your own?
Oh, I do a lot of research, man. I do a lot of research. I look up a lot of things and, you know, try to see how I can get, you know, my team motivated, especially the secondary, a little motivation. And you know, I seen that stat. I know it's tough for those guys to lose two games in a row. You know, New England, they got one of the greatest coaches that, you know, ever coached this game, and one of the best quarterbacks they ever played. So, like I said, man, I'm moving forward from Sunday. Now I'm, you know, getting ready for New England.
Your DB's got two picks in this game. I know that's been a big emphasis to get the ball.
Yeah, create turnovers. That's the thing we try to do, man, is create turnovers. And, you know, it's always a plus when you can score with it, when you can put six on the board for the offense. So, you know, Harrison did that. So I'm excited, man, for where this young secondary is going. You know, I'm the oldest guy in the secondary, but at the same time, man, we got some guys that are willing to step up and make plays, and I love it.
Nothing against the Rams, but the next five quarterbacks you face are pretty darn good. I mean, how daunting is what's ahead of you?
Oh, man, we got a tough task ahead. We know it don't stop now, man. You know, like I said, I already let that win already go in my eyes. I'm moving on already. So I know we got a tough task ahead, but I know we're ready for it, man. We're young, we're excited, and, you know, right now we want to know.
Did you grow up that guy who was the trash talker growing up?
Yeah, I always talk a little bit. I try not to, you know, let guys, you know, get in my head or some things like that. So I just got to say something back, and I let my play do the talking, man. Especially if I'm making a couple plays, I'm going to let you know about it.
Captain, in order to let a game go, you take a lesson from it and move on. What's the number one that you took from yesterday?
Oh, man, it's just we watch film. It's something we got to do better, man. I feel like yesterday we gave up a lot of garbage yards at the end of the game that we shouldn't have gave up. You know, I know at the end of the day they only had 6 points, but I'm a guy proud of myself. I want to be the best, and I want us to have the best defense. And we gave up a lot of garbage yards, so we got to learn from that. When coach put young guys in, they got to, you know the game plan and step up and make plays. Oh, yeah, you definitely got to preach it to them, man. Let them know. They new to it, man. You know, when you're in college, you know, you still high off a win and things like that. But, hey, in this league, you got 16 games, man. It's the next one. So, like I said, I already let it go. You know, I know we want to know, but, hey, now it's time to get ready for New England.